of those people called.
Damn lady folks. Lady, damn lady white folks. I've heard that quite a few times. I'm sorry.
What would black folks call them, the Negroes call them?
Nigger.
Okay. What would they call those white people that they didn't think much of?
Well, they call them satyrs. Is that the word you haven't heard?
I haven't heard that. You ever call them, say, Pepperwoods?
Pepperwoods,
yeah. Yeah.
Pepperwoods,
what about crackers? Say there's somebody who lives way out in the country and doesn't know anything much about town ways, and is very conspicuous when he comes to town. Of himself, he might say, well, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old... How would town people refer to him? Our children might say, look at that old... what about people, say, from particular locations like mountains or swamps?
What do they call swamp rats? Mountain goats?
People from Sand Hills, maybe, or Piney Woods? Or
Piney Woods, the sand country, that way. That's close to the ocean.
Would there be any particular terms that blacks might use that you know of for those kinds of people?
Some of them would be called leeches. They're literally people. Work like the devil, got a switchblade knife on it. I never was scared when the first leech teacher came in this country to the road. First road was really built by the state. Travel road. No, what if he wasn't just stayed?
Let's see,
what people call Geechee? Geechee. They all came in South Carolina. Ever lived. Emerson. There's a big town there. Two or three other towns. Built and raised a bunch of pretty nice kids, grandchildren. They worked, I'm telling you the truth. You know, I had read a thought. Well, I had some named brother, native from South Carolina, right art, about those Geechee Negroes. Work, how they can charm a snake, cavalry and all that thing. I got to, but, you know, he was a good writer. Read about those people, fascinating. Basically, that voodoo, is that what you call it?
Voodoo?
North Carolina, South Carolina, I've been through it, I don't know how many times in my life, but never have I been through it in the damn daytime.
Do you know the term Hoosier? Do you know that term Hoosier?
That's a name. Oh, that's Indiana, the Hoosier.
Do you know what it means? What it refers to?
No, I don't know what it refers to mean. Maybe I know, God, it's
dealing with those same kinds of rustic people that we talked about.
Hoosier.
Now we'll switch a bit here. Say if someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
Just a minute, I'm not dressed yet.
You know that you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You might ask somebody, how
far? How many miles?
Okay, say you're pointing out something nearby to somewhere, and you'd say,
right over there.
Or you might say, look.